What separates a World Series champion from someone with equal talent who never makes it? The St. Louis Cardinals wanted to know. When they hired Jason Selk as their director of mental training, they weren't looking for motivational speeches or feel-good platitudes. They needed a system, something practical, measurable, and powerful enough to transform good players into champions. Within years, they had their championship ring. The secret wasn't more practice or better genetics. It was mental toughness, a trainable skill that takes just minutes per day but fundamentally rewrites how you perform under pressure. Whether you're closing a deal, leading a team, or simply trying to become the person you know you could be, the same principles apply. Mental toughness isn't reserved for elite athletes. It's the missing ingredient in most people's pursuit of excellence. Maxine Clark left her president role at Payless Shoe Source despite external success. Her psychic income had hit zero. Following her passion, she opened Build-A-Bear Workshop in 1997, reaching $474 million in sales within a decade. More importantly, she woke up energized. Your brain can't pursue what it can't see. Without defining your win, you drift, reacting to urgency rather than building toward what matters. Creating your scoreboard starts with defining your purpose. Many avoid this, paralyzed by fear of choosing wrong, but holding patterns are more dangerous than imperfect choices. Next, identify your three priorities. Research on channel capacity shows humans can successfully manage only three focal points simultaneously. Knowing what you want isn't enough. Ben Newman lost his mother before age 8, developing perfectionist tendencies and deep inadequacy. After drifting through jobs, he created a detailed 30-second mental video of his ideal future self, successful, confident, making a difference. Playing this video each morning, he became one of Northwestern Mutual's most successful agents within 8 years, plus a national speaker and best-selling author. What changed? His self-image, the internal thermostat regulating your effort and achievement. Maxwell Maltz's research revealed you literally cannot act differently than how you conceive yourself to be. This explains why lottery winners often go bankrupt within 5 years. Their bank accounts changed, but their self-image remained unchanged. Create an effective vision with specific details aligned with your purpose and priorities. Spend 15 minutes crafting a vivid mental movie of your ideal future self, then invest just 30 seconds daily replaying this vision. This simple practice reprograms your internal thermostat. Latricia achieved every goal she set, college, career, marriage, through sheer determination. Then her marriage collapsed, despite her commitment to save it. As a divorced single parent and supply chain director, her goal-focused approach suddenly felt inadequate. She'd been fixating on results without understanding the process that produces them. Here's the paradox. Focusing on outcomes actually diminishes performance. In baseball, thinking, "I need a hit," distracts from the fundamentals that produce hits. Research shows process goals produce greater success and satisfaction than fixating on end results. Only 10% of people write down goals, yet they're 9 times more successful. But even written goals fail without weekly reviews, measurable accountability, and focus on daily actions rather than outcomes. The solution is a two-tier system. Product goals are result-oriented outcomes achievable within 12 months, specific, measurable targets for your three priorities. Use numbers for tangible areas. Use a 10-point scale for intangibles like relationships. Then break each product goal into 3 daily process goals, specific actions that, completed consistently, will inevitably produce your desired results. Latricia rebuilt her life this way. Her process goals included exercising at 4:30 a.m., focus time with her son, and 1 new supplier contact daily. By celebrating these small wins rather than distant outcomes, she regained control and dramatically increased her likelihood of success. Jim Steiner excels as a sports agent while pursuing competitive dancing and golf by scheduling and completing his process goals daily, no exceptions. Most people avoid what's important. Distracted by seemingly urgent matters, creating the gap between what we want and what we have. In our digital age, urgency masquerades as importance. We spend hours putting out fires instead of developing long-term solutions. Daily emergencies cease when you stop responding to them. Some fires must burn out without your involvement. The most important tasks are typically those we fear most. Brian Tracy calls these big frog tasks. Most people tackle small tasks first, saving big frogs for when they're exhausted. By eating the big frogs first, you create energy and momentum through early accomplishment. Even with good intentions, we give ourselves free passes, legitimate excuses that derail progress. Leo, a newspaper editor writing his book each morning, blamed his daughter's early waking for disrupting his routine. The obstacle wasn't his daughter, it was his unwillingness to adapt. Take control by ritualizing priorities. Schedule them as non-negotiable appointments. Block time for process goals early in the day using technology's repeat functions. This isn't optional. It's the difference between hoping for change and engineering it. At 93, legendary basketball coach John Wooden still rigorously evaluated his speaking performances. Greatness requires daily self-evaluation, not for self-torture, but for systematic improvement. Yet most people avoid this practice or do it destructively. Bill, a talented engineer, cataloged every mistake while ignoring successes, like having a boss who only notices failures. This perfectionist approach bred self-resentment and cost him his job. True performance evaluation includes three components: what's being done well, what needs improvement, and how to make those improvements. The success log is a daily ritual training your mind for performance rather than perfection. It consists of six questions identifying three daily successes, one needed improvement, an action step for that improvement, and ratings of your process goal completion. Susan, a hotel executive, noted, "The 3 or 4 minutes a day it takes to complete the success log has more impact on my personal and professional success than anything else." Use level 2 detail, specific enough to focus on a particular moment. By ritualizing this practice, you'll anticipate successes throughout your day, building self-confidence while maintaining an improvement mindset. For quarterly evaluations, determine progress toward product goals and adjust process goals if you're below 90% on track. Rate process goal completion on a 1 to 10 scale. If you score 9 or higher, reward yourself within 7 days. If below 9, recommit by reprioritizing your calendar. Practice 15 seconds of accountability by looking yourself in the eyes each morning. If you're accountable, this feels comfortable. If not, it's uncomfortable. Can 100 seconds transform your performance? John Ertz, a successful managing partner, begins each day with a 5-step mental workout. Justin Spring, recovering from a torn ACL just 10 months before the 2008 Olympics, used mental workouts to visualize success. Against doctors' predictions, he made the team and helped secure an improbable bronze medal. The mental workout uses 3 tools. First, the centering breath. Inhale for 6 seconds, hold for 2, exhale for 7, physiologically controls your heart rate under pressure. Second, your identity statement improves self-image by aligning it with your vision. Written in present tense starting with I am, it includes positive characteristics and goals as already achieved. I am confident and passionate about my work. I am the most creative marketing executive in the country. Third, the vision and integrity highlight reel, 60 seconds, combining 2 mental videos. 30 seconds viewing your future self-image, followed by 30 seconds mentally rehearsing your day's important tasks. Visualize from first-person perspective, consciously feel the positive emotions, and focus on specific 5 to 10 second moments of success. The complete workout, centering breath, 15 seconds, identity statement, 5 seconds, highlight reel, 60 seconds, repeat identity statement, 5 seconds, final centering breath, 15 seconds. Calendar this commitment like any important meeting. The ultimate measure of mental toughness is relentless solution focus, replacing problem-focused thinking with solution-focused thinking within 60 seconds. Jack Canfield exemplified this, persisting through rejections from over 160 publishers before Chicken Soup for the Soul got published, then implementing his rule of five, doing five solution-focused actions daily until the book sold over 8 million copies. Within 60 seconds of any negative thought, ask, "What is one thing I can do differently that could make this situation better?" Your mind can only fully focus on one thing at a time, so filling it with solutions crowds out negativity. Dan Gable, wrestling's greatest coach, exemplifies discipline. Develop a plan and execute relentlessly. Solution focus is the mental step. Discipline is the action that materializes results. Without it, mental toughness techniques are worthless. Self-control is limited. Spend it wisely. Structure your environment to eliminate temptations. Steve completes important process goals early, has his assistant filter communications, refuses after-work drinks for family time, and avoids turning on the TV. Identify and avoid what drains your discipline reserves. Strengthen discipline through deliberate practice. Push beyond normal limits. Choose one weekly process goal to overachieve, like making 22 sales calls instead of 20 on your toughest day. When discipline falters, conjure a mental coach. Marianne used "What would Coach Gable do" to complete her MBA, climb the corporate ladder, and launch her own business. The only barriers are self-imposed: apathy, lack of passion, laziness, lack of motivation, and fear, lack of confidence. Combat apathy by taking concrete steps toward meaningful goals. Defeat laziness by sacrificing early and rewarding later. Conquer fear by valuing your opinions, committing fully, and learning to say no. Mental toughness is contagious. Complete process goals daily, replace negative thoughts within 60 seconds, and do mental workouts 5 days weekly. Your success makes others curious, turning you into a role model who brings accountability, focus, and optimism to everyone around you.